Blog Talk Radio.
It's gripping at every turn. Because one of the most popular ultra-high performance tires ever to hit the street is ready to tear it up like never before. With a whole new level of traction, stability, and braking performance, whether wet or dry. Step up to the all-new Nitto 555 G2. Check it out at nittotire.com. It's what's next.
Hi, you guys, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, you know we're having an awesome, awesome time, but let me let you know something. You know, the world is very interesting. I guess that's a good word to say. You know, all of us have ups and downs. All of us have challenges, struggles. I mean, you can say you don't, but yes, all of us have things that we have to, you know, we have to sit down and meditate on, and we have to make decisions. And, you know, the goal is to make the best decision. And, you know, that's what we do here at Good Deeds. We actually, we bring you wonderful, phenomenal guests. And we have a great conversation because what we want to do is educate you. We want to motivate you, inspire you that we all can make wise decisions. And, you know, the reason I wanted to bring in the economy situation, you know, we have to decide what we want to do in regards of our, where, you know, the basic necessities of life, where we live, where we, you know, what we eat. You know, of course, we want to bring in our shelter. But, you know, we have to make what? Wise decision in regards of our monies. And you know what I say about money. You know, I'm a cheerful giver, so I like to give out. And I don't give it. When I want to give it, I give it, of course, when God tells me to give it. And, you know, I've never had been lack of anything in any area of my life. But, you know, we have to talk about our finances. We have to talk about our money. We have to learn what to do so we'll be a good steward of the things that we have. And the reason I bring that up, that leads us right into our awesome, 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 phenomenal young lady we have today. She's an author. She's a CEO. She really, you know, she's a great, great speaker. She actually would give you great information about your finances. And the reason we wanted to do a special broadcast today, because she got a surprise for us. She actually, I'm not going to give it out. I'm going to let her give it to you. But we actually want to welcome author, and she's a CEO, Marsha Chambers Mayfield, to Good Deeds. Are you there?
I am. Hello, can you hear me clearly?
Welcome to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much. And I'm so excited for being here today, and again, I thank you. But what I'm glad for the opportunity that I wanted to do. Thank you, sweetheart. I wanted to just really share. I'm so excited and overjoyed to just share this that God has put on my heart, because what it would stem from a situation of mine. And so that's how the book is. The title of the book is Financial Transformation. And so that is my surprise today, because I've been holding this in for so, so long. And I've been trying, and I've been struggling with the fact of how can I serve the world? How can I serve everyone? Because I was actually trying to do what little old me tried to reach out to every person, one person at a time. And when I tell you I was overwhelmed, and woe out, I was. And so I went to God in prayer, and I say, Lord, I am determined to serve my people in the financial arena. I am determined to reach those people that need my assistance. I am determined to reach those people that can't afford my services. So I asked God, Lord, show me the way that I can serve these people to make my services affordable and effective in the same manner. And so I was sitting there. Actually, I was at the beauty salon, and I was sitting there, and it was like, you know, that bell go off like, ding. And I know just the Holy Spirit began to speak to me, and it was like the book. And I ran out the beauty, out the salon, and I called the publisher, and I asked. I said, I got this idea, and it don't make much sense to me now, but that's your job. And so she was like, send me the information, Marsha. And I did. I instantly began to send her the information, and we began to just to bring this dream together, this vision together. And so that's how financial transformation was birthed. So I'm so honored that today, April the 1st, it's being released around the world. I've sold, pre-orders have just been amazing. The people have been so excited and eager to purchase and receive their books. So I'm so excited to be able to announce that today with you all.
doing exciting things. My team is saying I have a little delay here, so you guys forgive me. I'm going to be working on that, but I'm going to make sure I stay on point because I don't want to be missing of this awesome information. But, Moshe, let's step back a little bit because, you know, I know you very, very well, but just tell us a little bit more background about yourself, and then we don't want to dive in. So you know how I am, you guys, about purchasing people's products and services. So we're not gonna tell you about the whole book because you want a copy of this so you can read it. And then of course we want to share it with the masses. We want to share it with our family, share it with our coworkers, to everybody that you meet. We gotta get these finances together. Tell us a little bit more, Marche, about yourself.
Okay, great. I'm a native of Mississippi. I live, my family and I have four children and my husband. We live in Mississippi. I am, as you stated earlier, the CEO of Financial Services Plus, and I offer a variety of financial services to individuals as well as business. More importantly, I am a woman of God. I'm a teacher of God, and so that's primary, that's top in my life. I really love and desire to just serve the people in this arena. You know, it's just a much-needed field, I guess. It's just a much-needed avenue that people really need to visit, and so I just thank God for being that person chosen to serve in that capacity. So I'm just really honored and really grateful to do so. So that's a little bit about me. And I could go on and on with that. But I'll just stop there with that about me. So I look forward to, I would like to say this too, Dr. Renee, is that I just look forward to, like, to make myself available to anyone. If I could just give that information out now and I'll give it out at the end. How to reach me or contact me for a conversation or consultation or just, you know, just opening, just to be able to talk or just express what you feel. You can reach me social media, Facebook at Financial Services Plus, LLC.com, or on my personal Facebook page is Marche Mayfield.
Well, no, I like people to get the information so you can, like you did it now, we can do it again at the end because, you know, as I said, and that is something very dear to my heart, is having your finances in order. I mean, a lot of people, we go with the tangible things, the material things that we have on earth. Yes, they are important, but we need to know how to be a good steward. We need to know how to manage them. And if you don't know, we need to ask. And this is an awesome young lady that you can actually get, I mean, above and beyond stellar services and products.
And it's so funny, Dr. Renee, that you said that about those tangible things and having those things. Those things are great. They're awesome to have. I enjoy things. I enjoy nice things. And I work really hard to have those things. But, and that's a lot of how my profession took on. You know, people will come to me. I do tax preparation, and people will come and get their taxes in, and they will come back to say, how do I maintain my finances, or how do I handle this debt situation, or how do I get out of this situation, these circumstances? And a lot of it comes from the things, those tangible things that we purchase or that we just feel like we have to have, and we have to have them now. It creates a lot of problems. And so the program and the plan and the book that I offer teaches you how to have those tangible items, how to have those must-have, but it teaches you when to have them, when is the correct, the appropriate time to get the things that you desire to have. And that's what it's about, living that financial fit lifestyle. Not saying that you can't have it. It's an appointed time to receive those things. And it's just amazing because people say, well, do you not take vacations? Yes, I love vacations. I look forward to vacations. I look forward to a nice vehicle or going home to a nice home. Those are things we desire to have. But it's all within means. It's all within timing. And that's what it is to be financially fit and live and have a financial transformation in your lifestyle.
Now, you had a whole lot of ouches there because, unfortunately, I think my parents say that we're the generation of the microwave, you know, the fast food. When we order at the fast food restaurant, if they don't have our food, we kind of upset. But we can't be that way with everything in life because, you know, my parents always said this too, Marche, whatever you work hard for, like you are doing so diligently, you actually – can, you know, when you work hard, you will get a great return. And, you know, the thing is, we want to be a blessing to other people, and that's what we are doing with getting our finances. But what I want to go back a little bit because I love the name of your company. Can you kind of tell us how you came, pen that awesome
name of your company, and then we want to get back a little bit more, if it's okay, to a little bit more about your book release today and a little more about the little bit of the information that we can, you know, like I said, just a little bit of the information that we can look forward to when we purchase the book, you guys.
Awesome, awesome. I would love to. The name was birthed in 2008. It's Financial Services Plus. And when God first gave me the name, I was thinking, what in the world do plus mean? Because like I said, I know I did tax preparation at that time. I did bookkeeping at that time. And so as the years, you know, went by, different people would come to me for different things. And so I said, okay, God, this is my plus. So Marsha is the plus person. She does this plus. She can help you with your finances plus. She can help you with your business plus. And so that's how the name of Financial Services Plus, spelled in P-L-U-S, was birthed and transformed in my life. And so, and I often, I'm a big believer that says your purpose, you don't find your purpose finds you. And so in 2008, when that vision was given to me about the company name, it found me. I didn't find it. So I just really, truly thank God for walking in that purpose that he has aligned me with. And so as you were saying earlier, you also asked me to give a little information more about the book.
Yes, please.
Dr. Sun, okay, okay. And again, I'll say the title of the book is Financial Transformation. And I'm just going to give a little sneak peek because it's so juicy, it's filled with so much information. It's a step-by-step guide. It's not one of those things you got to read and try to figure out and still not understand how do I do it. It's simple as A, B, C, move forward, move backwards. It's so simple and so detailed. That's what's so good about it. And actually, some of the pre-orders, they received their books on yesterday, and I've got so many calls and reviews. They're so excited. And the best thing of all is I'm actually offering a mastermind class along with the book. So if you purchase the book within these first 10 days, you're included into the mastermind. Well, you have me one-on-one to just really pour into you, be that hand for you, be that guide for you. We offer free classes and courses throughout this mastermind program. It's just awesome. It's just really awesome. And so the first thing I say, I ask you this question, or I share with you transformation. And that's why transformation was just so deep and important to me, because the term transformation is a thorough or dramatic change. Something that's dramatic is not normal. Something that's dramatic is not something that you see on a daily basis. It's that thing you see, you say, oh, my God. Oh, this is me. Oh, did you see that? That's that thing that, I mean, everybody noticed because it's dramatic. And so that's what you want your financial transformation to be, a dramatic change. And most times we get to that place when we realize I'm tired, I'm sick and tired, I'm fed up of robbing Peter to pay Paul. I'm sick and tired of receiving a paycheck each and every week and not being able to pay my bills on Friday. I'm sick and tired of receiving a paycheck and can't even receive it. And let me say that again. You receive a paycheck, but you don't receive it, because when it hits your direct deposit account, it's gone. Mr. Dixie Electric, your light company, electrical company, your gas company, your car notes, your mortgage payments, they're waiting on them, because you are have put yourself in a position that you can't get out of debt. You just live in paycheck to paycheck. And so when you really get sick and tired and you really get tired of juggling your finances, and I really wish I could share with you, and I wish Dr. Renee would share with you the cover of the book. It's a clown juggling. And that image came to me because I felt like that clown one day. I was that person juggling debt. I was continuously, daily robbing Peter to pay Paul. Like, what am I going to pay today? Who can I avoid today? Who phone call can I ignore now? I was juggling debt on a daily basis. And I had this painted face. My friends didn't know I was juggling debt. I looked it really good when I stepped out. I mean, I had my Louis Vuitton purse and I had my heels, and I felt good to them. So I guess I would say I really didn't feel good, but I put on this show that I did, and I made everybody think that I did. And so with this painted clown face and this painted smile made the world seem like Marsha had it all together. In the reality, Marsha didn't. Marsha did not have it together. Marsha was financially frustrated. Marsha needed to change some things, but Marsha continued to live this lifestyle because Marsha saw her parents and her foreparents live this lifestyle. So I realized I need to change. I need that dramatic change. I need to change my finances. So I began to study and just really research and dig deep in this, and this has been years ago, and I took control. And then I noticed everybody in the community would come to me to help them in this area. And I was thinking at one time, I don't want to do finances. I actually went to school to build education, to teach education. And I was like an intern, and I decided this is not my career. Because as I said earlier, my passion found me. My purpose found me. And I was trying to teach, so I am teaching, but I'm not teaching in the classroom. So now what I do and what I love to do is teach you about your finances. I teach you how to live happy. I teach you how to stop juggling debt, how to stop having to walk out with that painted face on, looking and seeming that everything is okay, and in reality it's not. In reality, you're actually teaching your children that this is how it's supposed to be. You're teaching your kids when they answer the calls and they say, oh, Mom, it's the 800 number, and Mom say, hit ignore. You're teaching your children that this okay, and it's not. My mother taught me that, and I don't hold that against her personally because she just taught me what she was taught. And so this is what we want to stop. We want to stop that generational curse. We want to look at things different. We want to do things different. We want to take different measures, drastic measures. We want that dramatic change. And I love to say that because I love, you know, you see this dramatic hairstyle, those dramatic shoes. I mean, a lady step out with this nice outfit on, and she have these bad shoes, and it's like just so dramatic. That's what you want your finances. You want when you go to apply for something and you get your credit score and it's like, oh, man, this is awesome. I'm excited. I don't have to walk out with my head hung down because I've made these changes in my finances. And I can be excited about what it is that I desire to have. I don't have to be thinking that I'm going to get these high interest rates because my credit score is so low, that I have to settle for less. But changing your finances and your circumstances changes your situation for a lifetime. It changes your children's situation for a lifetime. And it's just so valuable. It's so important. I get so passionate about it because it opens up your world to so many different levels that you would never imagine just by changing your finances. And changing your mindset to know your thoughts around money, you know, acknowledging your past failures. Okay, I failed. I messed that up. I didn't pay that. Okay, I did that. Now what can I do to make that change? How can I fix that? It's okay. Accept it. It's okay. And so that's why I just get really, really excited, and I just really wanted to just share that. And Dr. Sunday, I'm going to turn it back over to you now.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You try. I see that we doing coaching right here because you said so much powerful stuff. But I want to chime in a couple of things you said because people ask, like you just said, your passion will find you. But what I love that you said, you actually said people start contacting you to ask you questions about finances. And you can apply that, you guys, to your life as well because whatever your purpose is, people are asking you, people are coming to you saying, you know, it could be how to do hair, it could be finances, it could be, you know, how to get exposure on this, you know, media or whatever the case may be. But people are asking you, inboxing you, emailing or calling you or something about those things. So I have to chime in on that. But I really love, like you said, you are absolutely right because You know, people that go and buy a home, the people, like you said, go and buy a car. I mean, it's nice when you're sitting across the table and the people smile when they pull up your credit report.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And it's I didn't realize, and forgive me for being, you know, not in tune with what's going on in the world. I really didn't, and I'm not boasting by saying this, but I didn't even know they had a plan that people can take up to 6 years to pay off a car.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, one of my patients told me that, and I was really shocked because I've been truly blessed that I have had people in my life that actually got me on point with my finances.
Right.
So these things are doing stuff and extended. We need to contact Marche so we can make sure that we don't be in that you know, that high interest rate that can't even get a home because we don't have our ducks in a row. You guys, we don't want to do that. I'm telling you, you don't want to go there. I've heard so many people get in that whirlwind, and it's very hard to get out, of course, by yourself. And this awesome young lady right here can actually take you just from, like she said, her book is one step at a time, and that's what we need to know. Things one step at a time. Ooh, I'm just giving me so many nuggets here, Lord Jesus. And I love your book cover. You know, I'm a publisher and a author as well. So the book cover, it just draws you in. And I love the step-by-step process, because that's what we need to do, especially with our finances. You know, we need to check off saying we did 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. But, Lord, this is so powerful. But, Marche and you guys, what we're going to do is we're going to actually take a quick commercial break and let our advertisers and our sponsors say they awesome information about their platform. And we're going to come back. If it's okay, Marche, I want you to, you know, go a little deeper and tell us the other products and services that you offer. And then another thing, if it's okay, talk a little bit about legacy. Because the thing is with our finances, you know, we're not doing it for right now. We're doing it for a legacy, for our children, our great, you know, children, great-grandchildren and on. So when we come back, Marche Chambers Mayfield going to continue this. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday, and we'll be right back.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
Hi, guys, we're back. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. I love it that they believe in the vision that we have here at Good Deeds and, you know, the platform builders platform. You know, if you want to know any information about us, please contact us at www.reneesunday.com. And again, that's www.reneesunday.com. We'll have information there about the Thriving 365 platform, where we have speakers share their purpose in the world. That, I mean, it's on all topics, like we're talking today, finance, health and wellness, relationships, passion and purpose. And we have those sometimes in a teleconference, sometimes it's a webinar. But the whole point is we want to get your message out to the world that we can impact other people's lives. We're actually having an awesome time just learning the awesome information that Marche Chambers Mayfield is giving us in regards to our finances. And I love it because, you know, we have to pay our taxes. We have to make sure we have our ducks in a row if we want to buy products on this, you know, on this earth. And then, you know, we just got to do the right thing because, you know, when we bless, we want to be a blessing to other people. But, Marche, please talk a little bit about, I know the awesome platform with the Mastermind. Now, I love Masterminds, you guys. But, because you're around like-minded people. But tell us a little bit more about the other products and services you provide, and also follow up behind that and to speak a little bit about legacy, how we need to not just prepare for right now, but we need to prepare for the future.
Okay, awesome. Some of the services that I offer, I do bookkeeping for local businesses, small businesses, not just local. I do virtual as well. I offer audit services for business as well as individuals. I do tax preparation, tax returns for business or individuals or corporations or nonprofits. And I'm really happy to be releasing my newest program that I'll be offering come May 1st, and it's Profitize My Business. It'll be teaching entrepreneurs how to make money, move money, and manage money. I'm really, really excited about that because, once again, that was one of those things that so many entrepreneurs was coming to me for, and I'm thinking, like, no, I just want to help you manage it. And I realized that God had just blessed me in that area. So that was birth. Profitize My Business, Make, Move, and Manage Your Money, becoming really, really soon. So I'm excited about all of those. As I said, we're stationed out of Mississippi. We have a location, three locations in Mississippi and one in Baltimore, Maryland. So we're actually trying to get around the globe. I'm really, really excited about that. And I'm excited, and that leads into the next question or comment that you asked me to make reference to, is the legacy. And that's one of the reasons that I really want to expand or to grow, is because I want to leave the legacy that people, that if you have a vision or a desire to do something, it's possible. See, because I was a young lady raised in the projects, and I was told in a single-parent home living in the projects that my life was limited to what I could have or what I could do. But I'm a witness, and I thank God for being that witness through trial, test, error, failure, success. I'm that person that say, I can, and I did. And I want to leave that legacy that another person, that someone else could do likewise. So if I could share that message with everyone, that is my goal, that's my purpose, that's my intent, to say, yes, you can. And to leave that legacy with some other person, or seeing my children say, I'm proud of mom, I'm proud of my mother, to teach them that hard work, dedication, and prayer, you can have anything that you desire to have in life. So, and most importantly, what I say about a legacy, and Dr. Sunday actually mentioned it earlier, when you could actually write a check, excuse me, I apologize for that, to give a donation to a certain church or certain organization because God has blessed you or your business or your finances, that's worth more than anything that I can imagine a paycheck for me ever receiving, in that legacy of saying. Because when you hand that check to someone, you're actually touching their lives, not financially, because you're teaching them that giving is the way. And so that's the legacy. I want that person that I hand that check to leave and say, I can do this. I could do this what Marsha did. I could do this like Dr. Sunday did. And it's a legacy that I want to be continued and carried on for the remainder of my life and afterwards. And I often hear this song, this church song, that say, may the work I done speak for me. And that song is just so important and offers so much value, because I want the work that I done speak for me. I want others to be able to say, yes, I can. She did it. I can do this. This is possible. And so that is the legacy that I would like to leave and encourage all the listeners to make preparation to leave that legacy for your family, for your community, for your home, for your church. Put these things in place now.
Ooh, girl, you got me crying up here. She said, let the word speak for me. I'm not going to sing it, but, you know, that's one of my songs. And then it's another song that actually ties into that they usually play after, saying, let my living not to be in vain. And that's what we want to do. We want to actually impact other people's lives. And, you know, I have to say this as well. You really truly don't know, but you really are impacting other people. A lot of people may just be watching you, but you really are. So you have to do the things I always say. You got to believe, you got to trust, and you got to walk it out. You got to, don't stop. get it. Yeah. But, Marsha, I want, do this for me. I want you to circle back again. I know we said it earlier, but I'm a great person that love to connect other people. Please give us how we can support you on the social media networks, how we can actually, you know, obtain your products and services, and how we can, you know, just support you. You guys, networking is powerful. You may not, you know, need her service right now, or you may, but you can pass the information on to somebody else. So please do that for us.
Okay, great. To purchase the book, you can go to my website. It's www.financialservicesplusllc.com, and there you can find all my services along with the book. On social media, I'm at Twitter at Marsha Mayfield, LinkedIn at Marsha Mayfield, on social media at Facebook, financialservicesplusllc.com. I apologize for that. And my personal page is Marsha Mayfield, Chambers Mayfield, on Facebook. Again, my website is www.financialservicesplusllc.com. And I'll be happy if you could reach out to me, you know, refer, or just questions, consultations. You can go there, actually, and schedule a consultation with me there on my website. That'll be easy access to reach me quicker. My email, let me get that, because I often check my email. It's Marsha, M-A-R-S-H-E-A, at financialservicesplusllc.com. And I would like to just leave with these here affirmations, if you could. And I just really believe in affirmation because it really helps me to get through my day. And I want you to say, my past don't dictate my future. I embrace failure. It's my best teacher. And that's one of those things I really, really admire, because people are so fearful of the things they failed at, and they're ashamed of it. But embrace it. Hold on to it. let it make you stronger. So I say to you, embrace your failure. Allow failure to be your best teacher.
Girl, I love it, I love it, I love it. We thank you so much for taking time out, Marche Chambers Mayfield, for being here with us at Good Deeds. And you know we love you, love you, love you here. If you need us for anything, please connect with us. But thank you so much for taking time out and being with us here on Good Deeds.
Thank you so much for having me. You have a great, great day.
You know, guys, we have an awesome, awesome time. You know, we're going to lead this show out. She just did a great segue, and we need to let go of the things that didn't work, and we got to keep it moving forward. We're going to end the show listening to Smiley Dawn, and it's called Let Go. See you next time. You know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sundays. Bye-bye.
I'm giving my life to you now.
When mountains seem impassable, I touch my knees to the floor. Before I stand back to my feet, I had the strength to push forward. I can't express how much I'm grateful to be favored by him, to shine a light on those who feel me until their money's well spent. And not no spark, I'm talking more like soaked in gas and then lit. So bright that Lucifer would have looked like he had dirt on his chin. We run the shopping malls, but run from many buildings where steeples are freedoms of being stripped and immediately lobotomizes the people. I'm slinging oil for friends who may end up in that lake burning. Your judgment doesn't concern me, it's just human discernment. I know I'm blessed, and if necessary, I give you my pants and my shirt. I pray my message is embraced and helps extend someone's church. Trying to save as many as possible before we're dropped in the dirt. Through my experience and wisdom from basic instructions before leaving the earth, encouraging folk how to heal and eventually never get hurt. God has mysterious ways. Stop playing roadblock and delay. Let them work.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Because of that love, we don't have enough to stand on the tips of our toes. Before our blessing can manifest, we ask God, please send us votes. And I know I say I lie. In truth, all my strength comes from him. I'm charged to bless those in seeking votes and close to abandoning ship. I pray you hear that God loves you and you gain some hope from my craft. Even though your family's grasping the pole and you're wet, pushing your wrath. This parent firmly believes in unlocking his children's genius. They shouldn't thief over turf and drugs. They should disagree on a thesis. But with every negative they embrace, their chances of freedom decrease. The least you can do, pay attention while them babies is reading. I try to stimulate my seeds with things that inspire and feed them. Share with my kids the lessons I got when me and their mom took collegium. Keep a prayer for life of faith and your blessings will come in due season. You just at the base of the mountain, look at the peak and reach and stop peeking.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go.
Right now it's cool to be stupid. They call you dumb if you smart. They call you the man if you sell drugs. They call you a lame if you aren't. Never mind that. Keep staying in fresh wood with intelligent thought. Similar to Noah when it was high tide and he was riding in his ark. He said it was coming. They said he was crazy and they kept laughing at him. So water washed away their grins and corpses floated by a ship. I try to give my people prophecy every time I beat sin. Then again, I feel like I'm building a boat with every stroke of this pen. So the situation I'm faced with, embrace the cage of my demons. Instead of unleashing them on my people, instrumentals, I feed them. And they'll try to stop me with that stance, but I'ma continue my thesis. Lay down rhymes so righteous it might just give me a seat next to Jesus. The number of people in attendance never face me a bit, cause God will place me in front of the souls in which this message is meant.
I'm giving my life to you now. I'm letting go. Let's go.
Jane Doe can tell you that Geico could help you save, but since money talks, we just ask the savings instead.
Greetings and some salutations. I'm Jane's Money, and I never knew my self-worth until Jane switched her car insurance at Geico.com. Those 15 minutes built me up to real savings. Geico's been helping customers save money like me for over 75 years. So take that to the bank. And namaste.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.